Hey guys, welcome back to Pneumatic Musketeers. This is Morgan and Chris back again, bringing you some tons of news from around the world in airsoft today. Start off, we got some local stuff. Is partly why Chris kind of sounds like crap today.
Yeah, I sound kind of nasty, not nearly as bad as I did the rest of this week. And I blame that entirely on me being a zombie at Contagion Z at Stronghold Ops in Abington, Mass. It turns out growling for an entire evening is horrible for your voice. I got shot up more than I ever have before at that.
Didn't you say it was something like 50 welts or something?
Something like that. My whole collarbone, just my T of center mass, is one big, like, yellowish bruise. And I don't know why it's like that, because it shouldn't be bruising in large circles. But, whatever. Won't kill me. And if it does, I'm a zombie. So, my
Rah.
head's still in stock. Brains.
Yeah.
BBs and brains. All right, so last night
Oh,
we
yeah.
had an announcement from Cobalt and the Stag Ops team that I found pretty exciting. I
It's
thought it
so
was pretty
awesome.
cool. It's something that hasn't happened before for Stag Ops games. They added, what was it, a sixth platoon as like a
Mini
mini
platoon.
platoon. It was three squads instead of four, if I
But
recall
that's an
correctly.
extra 33 people or
Yeah,
so.
it brings the registered player total on, or in all, to being 612 people. So hopefully we'll actually break 500 showing up for once,
I know we
because,
got one extra guy on our squad that had made it into waiting list. Actually, as of last update, there was three spots left on MIL4 and four on KOF 4. I'm sure those filled pretty quickly, but
Yeah,
those were
those were filled.
actual open spots. Those weren't waiting list spots, so that's kind of cool,
It
actually.
emptied the waiting list, yeah. That tells you how quickly people give up after seeing Reg close. I would always throw my name on the waiting list if necessary, just in case.
Yeah, that
But
was.
then the patch design was released. And I thought it was a really cool patch, as always. Kind of continuing the tradition the last couple games, unlike the Spring Offensive patch, which is kind of reversible. You can flip it so it's more KOF 4 favored or more MIL4 favored. This one is not something you can flip. It's kind of a shield design. No real obvious coalition or militia imagery, although Cobalt has been known to sneak some hints into the patch about what's going on in the game. So I think I'm going to overanalyze that a bit. It's 3 by 3.5 inches. I know I'll be getting one.
That's a big patch.
Yeah, it is. It's quite a big
That's a
patch.
seriously big patch. Isn't there t-shirts available or something
Yeah,
too?
their limited edition t-shirts are available for each side.
Is that first come, first serve?
I believe so. They're $10.
I gotta get me one.
Yeah, I'm getting one as part of my little prize pack I
Are you
won.
gonna be there Friday? 'Cause pick me one up.
Possibly.
All right, we'll deal with that after the
It
cast.
depends if I get scheduled for work.
Ah,
But I
right.
might say I can't do work. I'm going down Friday right after school.
Yeah.
Get there super early, like 2,
Anyway,
3 o'clock.
it looks like that is gonna be super fun. Can't wait to see what goes on with that. If we
We'll be
break,
there in full force.
yeah, we've got if you look
Well, our
at.
prospects are
Yeah.
doing their own thing on Red Team, but
Yeah.
we've got
Best of
some
luck to
people who are
them.
kind of
But
scoping out.
it's fairly awesome. Even though some of the guys that are registered under Pneumatic Musketeers aren't our team, they're just registering that
Actually,
to
most of them aren't.
Yeah, well, yeah. But
They're small.
it's still fairly awesome to see like almost an entire squad that just says Pneumatic Musketeers, even for just this game.
Yeah, especially seeing as we started in April.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a massive amount of news to cover this week. It's a hilariously large amount.
It I guess they just decided this week we're releasing all the news we haven't released in
Seriously,
like a month.
looking at our notes, and admittedly, stuff is double spaced so that we can read it easier. We're at 43 lines, so we're at least like 20 news announcements just this week.
Something like
So
that.
we're gonna hit those a little bit quicker, less discussion, because if we discussed all 20 of them, we'd be here for 2 hours, and Chris.
They have to be up at 6.
But anyway, let's hop into this news.
All right, so Tokyo Marui again did a showing at the All Japan Model and Hobby Show 2015. They demoed a number of new guns. We've heard about their Gas Blowback M4 and their AEG AA12, but they also showed off
Say
a
that 12
wooden.
times fast.
They showed off an M870 with wooden furniture, a G34, compact blocks, and a next gen 416C.
The next gens are interesting. Their gearboxes are a little bit weird.
Yeah, funky.
So, in still gun release news, and this is something I'm super excited about. WE Airsoft has demoed a, not even so much demoed, shown a fully complete P90 gas blowback rifle. And this rifle was last seen back in 2010 with clear externals just demoing a concept. Now it's fully complete. It's got a nylon polymer external construction. It's got a 50 or 60 round gas mag that'll shoot, I think 120 shots. So I think 50 and 120 shots because it wasn't quite 3. And as for when it's being released, well, now.
Yeah.
Next couple of weeks. It was like, here, you want this? Yes, when? Now. Okay. Unfortunately, it's kind of expensive. It's
It's a
three.
gas blowback rifle. What do you
Well,
expect?
all right. So the gas blowback rifle itself, the P90 itself, 350. Not killer, especially for something as cool as that. The mags, though, $62 each.
That's actually fairly par for the course.
Really?
Yeah.
$62? I feel like
If
I've
I
been seeing stuff that's
recall
like
correctly,
30 to.
gas blowback M4 mags are about 55.
I thought they were more like 30 to 40.
It depends on the quality of the mags.
Fair enough.
Decent ones are a bit more.
Yeah. Regrettably, it's actually a really cool system that makes it looks like it should actually be fairly easy to HPA tap, which is cool. The downside is looking at the mags, the feed nozzle is in a different position than AEG mags, so there's not even a chance you could fit an AEG mag in to make it just not be gas and use HPA tapping. I and one of our contacts are really hoping that was possible, but it just doesn't look like it's going to be. I'm still planning on getting one because they look awesome.
I'm considering it, although I might stick with the hydroing a Marui P90TR idea with the Bingo Air Softworks kit. And I know I'm skipping a point in our notes here, but speaking of Bingo Air Softworks, he has teased his custom gun, the AS5. It's hopper fed, so eh.
Yeah, that it looks like
It is 3D printed, though.
it looks like a really cool gun. It looks like something pulled straight out of Halo, but it's totally hopper fed. It's very much so like for just regular gaming, it works fine, but while I do like skirmishes and all that, and I am definitely more of a milsim person, even if it's like smaller milsim where it's more scenario milsim, but still like you can't use a hopper fed gun
Yeah.
at Stag. I mean, and I don't even that wouldn't even count as a saw because at Stag Ops games, saws are
It has
like,
to be a doctrine saw.
Shrike, Stoner, M249, RPK, hopper fed Halo gun, not gonna fly.
Despite our views on hopper-fed guns, he'll be testing it at Fold a Gap, which is one of, if not the biggest, milsim event in the US. It's well over 1,000 attendees, if I recall correctly. Going back to the point we skipped earlier, Lalax, which is known for their higher tier upgrade parts, is now the exclusive distributor for Crytek in Japan.
So,
That's weird, almost.
isn't Japan ridiculously low joule,
They're
gel?
like 0.98 joules with a 0.2 gram 6 millimeter BB.
That's like practically going into our bolt action with a pen spring, level springs.
Yeah, there's a reason Marui guns don't shoot hot out of the box. I'll put it that way. So modify. Morgan was kind of interested in getting his hands on one of these.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna
This
pick one up
released a
just.
300 round Tracer high cap magazine, which appears to wind with a crank on the side, and I'm not sure how
Kinda
that makes
weird.
me feel.
I mean, the one thing I'm seeing with the crank is that now instead of a dude like just swinging his hands underneath it, you're gonna see a dude shooting and just like do 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 do.
BB in the box.
Seriously, I'm. If they're not too expensive, I'm gonna pick one up and grab a bottle of Tracy, some Just Airsoft ammo. Just, give it a test, give it a review. Have a Tracer high cap for pointless night games that I never play anyway. Hey, why not?
Yeah. PTS has announced their Unity Tactical Fusion system. What it looks like is kind of something to combine all sorts of accessories for your gun. It has a hub that mounts to a Picatinny rail. You can put a backup iron sight on it. You can attach little different rail bits at different angles and in different directions. You can put a light ring on it, offset rails, little side rails for it. Looks fairly interesting. I might have to try one out.
Yeah, they
Those are
seem.
coming soon.
I personally don't see the appeal, but they look fairly interesting.
I like how they're modular. Kind of
Yeah,
sticking
that's why
with
you like
me
Keymod.
liking Keymod. I also like the look of Keymod though.
Keymod does look cleaner and lighter and a bit sleeker. So,
It does. It has an interesting look to it. And I especially like the general shape of the Defiance handguards from Crytek.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's be honest, I love Crytek. There is
You
no
do love
denying it.
Crytek.
To be perfectly honest, there's no problem with that at all. Let's see, Celsius Technology. This is a company not a lot of you have heard of, I'd imagine. They're announcing an AK version of their Celsius training weapon system. It's,
It's apparently pretty
yeah,
much
as
exactly
far
a
as
real
I know,
AK.
a PTW clone. But they go super crazy on the level of accuracy involved.
It's basically a real AK-47 with airsoft internals, from what I'm understanding.
Yeah, I think the weight and the balancing and all that are designed to be as realistic as possible.
Which is pretty cool. For I mean, it is a training weapon. It's not just your average airsoft gun. It's designed for training, non-lethal training. Well, lethal training wouldn't work very well, so.
It has an estimated release date of December 1st. If anyone picks one of these up in the New England area, please let us know just so I can look at it in real life. I just want to see what it's like. Because I've seen a Sistema PTW in real life, and I saw it work briefly, and then it went down.
Oh.
I didn't handle it. Cool gun, but
Yeah.
all right, so let's see. 6mm Pro Shop.
Has announced a new line of speed loaders. What are the details on those? I mean, 6mm Pro Shop is Evike's kind of in-house brand, right?
It's one of them along with Angel Customs and Matrix, as far as I'm aware. Yes. Watching this little video clip briefly, they've got kind of your normal generic speed loaders, and they've got slightly more ergonomic ones in smoke gray and that blue that makes me think of WE's notoriously
The Eagle speed loader.
mature speed loaders. Yeah, they've got them in smaller sizes as well. And then in, ow, it just started playing sound and I wasn't expecting that.
I can hear that.
And then they've got the mag shaped speed loaders as well. If you want to carry one in a mag pouch,
Speaking
they
of
work so
mag-shaped
much
speed
easier.
loaders, I did see much earlier in the cast in season 1, we talked about Oh, I'm trying to remember the name of the speed loader company, the speed loader that we
Odin
talked about.
Innovations? Was
Thank
that
you.
it?
We
You're
talked
welcome.
about Odin Innovation speed loader, and then nothing really happened about it. They're like, "Oh, it's going to be released in the summer." Nothing. Well, Z-Shot, who I actually wrote a review about a product they're custom building. Check that out on the website.
A
When I,
review of prototype.
yeah, review of
Fun one, yes.
prototype, but it might be the final. Anyway, Z-Shot got their hands on like a injection molded version of the Odin speed loader. So that's like in the we're doing the final finish ups and it should be in production soonish. So it'll probably be out this year, which will be awesome because I still really want to
Hopefully in
pick
time
one
for
of
your
those
snow
up.
softing.
Yeah. Won't be in time for Autumn Justice, which sucks because I would have liked to use one. SOCOM Gear announces the Noveski Gen 3 NSR N4. God, we use too many acronyms in Airsoft.
And we can't call an M4 an M4, apparently,
Huh.
because the N4 is an M4. It's got full trademarks, full metal as far as I can tell. Looks fairly robust. I only have a partial image. Oh, I'm looking at the image on the box in the background of my source photo. And it looks like it has key mod, so I give
Yay.
it one thumb up for that.
Anyway, VFC has announced the VR16 gas blowback rifle to be released this month. I'm assuming this month means October.
Yes.
All right.
It looks interesting. The stock, it's not even close to being the same, but for some reason I'm reminded of the Krytak PDW stock.
Oh yeah, I see that.
I mean, it's not that similar,
It's
but
similar in the style that the it's not on a buffer tube, it's on the two little rods that
yeah.
slide forward along the receiver.
If I could get my hands on one, would I roll with it for a while? Sure, why not?
I
But
do
that's my
like
opinion on the vast majority of guns.
I
There are
like the
very few
front end
brands
on
where
it.
won't.
How it's got the rails in the very front, and then it's kind of a clean section that looks like it does have rails. It looks like you can attach rails to
Yeah.
it.
That's what I like about the 300 bot from G&G as well. It's a key mod handguard, but it's got short rail segments in front of it as well, so it kind of cups your hand a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll be hopefully trying one of those out fairly soon, getting a review out on it. The unit itself is actually ordered. It's just a matter of me finding the time to
Review it.
write a review and get someone down here to do camera for
Yeah.
me.
And speaking of reviews, unfortunately, this isn't something we'll get to do. Well, maybe I'll ask anyway. Official demo units of the Wolverine Bluetooth fire control unit are now going out for people to try. We already talked about this in the last cast and said how awesome it looks, but it's like it's really happening. It's really almost there. The demo units are going out.
This is a gun we talked about, possibly even back in season one when they were doing their poll for what colors.
So G&G has announced that their GC16 Predator will drop late this month.
If I recall correctly, the Predator, that it has a very distinct front end.
It looks kind of awesome, actually.
And I remember that. And I remember seeing it and thinking, okay, this would look cool in like the green as well as the gray and the black. So that's finally out. The stock is fairly interesting, I suppose.
They sell that stock currently, so it's a common G&G
So
stock.
that's the same one as on the Firehawk, if I recall.
I think so. It's the one with the little weird battery holder dealio.
G&G has announced a couple other guns to come out. Their CM16 Mod Zero UPI, which is their newest pink gun. So expect those in mystery boxes near you in about 4 months. Because they never sell unless they're the Black Rose for some reason. Just because not a lot of people like to buy pink guns. It's not something that's popular. It's fairly limited in scope if we want them. They have announced the GC16 Wild Hog in 7, 9, 12, and 13.5-inch variants. Trying to figure out what the difference between the 13.5 Wild Hog is and why it's not being sold as a Warthog. Because other than the length, they look identical, whereas the rest of the Wild Hogs appear to have an integrated suppressor in them.
I don't know.
The 13.5-inch one does not.
Maybe it was somebody at the marketing
Oh,
department just
wait,
gonna.
nope. The upper receiver looks a bit different, although that might just be the angle.
You
I'm
know,
not
I'm
sure.
gonna go with that there is something different. Otherwise, it'd be the Warthog 13.5 to accompany the 7, 9, and 12 inch Warthog for GC16 that was announced as well.
Yep. I can always ask my friendly local G&G rep. They've been helpful with providing me information on guns before.
Yes.
And hopefully I'll return the favor and give them a review of one of the guns I asked them for information about. Black Sheep Milsim has announced that they're taking a step back this year. They've canceled the rest of their 2015 events. We know they've had some issues earlier with very low registration numbers, with people circulating rumors that they had shut down, that all their events this year were canceled.
Cetera, et
Which
cetera.
really hurt them, which is sad. Stuff like that plagued Black Sheep Loring, causing it to only have 32 registrations and shut down. It was a game I was very much looking forward to going to, though the trip there, not nearly as much. They will be returning with Black Sheep at Camp Shelby in Mississippi, if I recall correctly, on January 22nd through 24th.
That sounds about right.
I've heard Black Sheep Shelby is always a really cool, awesome, crazy big event. So, if you're able to go to that, go on down, support them. They're, from what we've heard, which is fairly limited, granted, but they're a fairly cool producer. What they do is a very unique brand of Milsim. Kind of like all of the national producers, they all have their own specific flavor of things.
I was just gonna say flavor too. Whatever. Speaking of Milsim producers,
I'd like a vanilla AMS, please.
I'll take a multi-cam Milsim West, because they're releasing the Baofeng Pofeng UV5R style radio pouches. They're now
In
available.
collaboration with Tactical Tailor.
Yes, they're now available in multicam with Ranger Green coming soon. We talked about those a while ago. Those are designed to be used with the extended batteries, so that's pretty awesome.
They're going to retail for, I believe, $35.
That's less awesome.
And it's Tactical Tailor, so you
Yeah,
know
I
it's
know.
going to be well made.
I still wish they'd do an olive drab.
Yeah, I mean, I'm moving over to Ranger Green a little bit. I'm going to be building a mixed color kit,
Yeah, that's kind of what I
kind of
am too.
break up my outline, because I think it would be more effective than a solid color kit. Because I'm more of a functionality type person.
Yeah.
I don't care so much about looks as I do function. I'm the first to run a utilitarian rig versus something flashy.
Oh no, I definitely. I mean, my rig's not flashy. My rig's very utilitarian and packs most as much stuff as I can into as light a weight of thing as possible. Anyway.
Airsoft GI has announced that BB Wars Episode 4, Final Assault, will mark the return of the BB Wars series to Balahack Airsoft in Chesapeake, Virginia. It's going to be running November 21st and 22nd.
Yeah.
Tickets appear to be $60 for one day, 100 for both. So kind of a little more pricey of a game.
Yeah.
But Balahack, I've heard nothing but awesome about.
Same.
They are, from what I've heard, one of the best fields in the country. I do want to somehow make my way down there at some point.
Maybe for that BB Wars game, people will be using some of these new BBs. We mentioned that these were coming out, but we didn't have any details on the VFC BBs. Well, now we actually know the weights and quantities and size. They're 5.95 millimeter, plus or minus 0.01
Inches. Oh no, sorry. In is
millimeter.
point oh 01 millimeters. Sorry. Your notes confused me more than normal.
They come in 0.2 gram packs of 5,000, 0.23 packs of 4,350, 0.25 packs of 4,000.
I'd imagine these are all 1 kilogram packages
Probably.
instead
That
of
actually makes
reading
sense.
off all the
Yes, those are
numbers.
definitely cool. So then they
That
come
would
in
be
point
dry.
eight, 0.28s, 0.3s, 0.32s, 0.36s, 0.4s, and 0.43s.
So pretty much any size you'd ever.
So pretty much every size, and hopefully these will be pretty high quality BBs because these do come in biodegradable as well. It seems like no manufacturer has really cracked the consistently good bio BB at over 0.32 gram weight. So those upper three of three sixes, fours and four threes, if they're actually good, that's gonna be really good for people who like fire and heavyweight stuff.
Yeah, Morgan, that's kind of like you, right?
Yes.
So you'll probably get a BB test of those out.
Yep.
Speaking of stuff VFC is releasing, they're releasing a limited edition for the Asia area, HK G28, dare I say it, DMR.
Yes. That is an AEG. It looks kind of cool, actually.
It looks pretty cool. I'm not normally a fan of guns other than black, but that looks pretty fantastic.
It looks cool.
Limited to 300.
The rails are definitely really interesting.
It's limited to 300 units, so far as I can tell. And I believe, it's made by VFC, but licensed by Umarex because they hold the HK license.
Yes.
Whereas Cybergun holds pretty much every other license in Airsoft right now. All right. And then eHobby Asia has the new King Arms CASV M, CQB M4.
It looks
Looks
interesting as well.
front end I like, stock
Stock's a little bit
not
weird.
so
Front
much.
end is interesting looking.
The rail system looks pretty cool.
It's like it I don't know. It's
It looks
interesting.
like there's a lot of if those
Holes.
slots are it looks like the rails themselves have a lot of vertical give to them.
Yeah, something like that. I
Just
don't know. Give it a look for yourself. Tell us what you think of it because I don't know, it looks a little bit interesting. And right as we are writing these notes, as we are just about to do
Like, I was hopping on my laptop.
this is literally came in at 11:31 Thursday night. I got an email from Action Army, and this wasn't like a newsletter email. This was actually them letting me know about a new product that they just released. Because like
We asked about them releasing
May
new products for this
May
gun.
5th, we asked if about stuff like this, or at least that's when I got the reply. So this has been like 5 months almost. Action Army has just released a one piece VSR 10 outer barrel that has a cap on the end that you can unscrew one of those to reveal a 14 millimeter counterclockwise threading, 14 millimeter negative, standard airsoft stuff. So that was just released, brand new, fresh, and they sent me an email letting me know, which is awesome. So anyway, guys, Chris has to go to bed because he's got to be up soon. I'm gonna peel off. This is definitely coming out Friday. Well, it's already Friday. I'll be editing this after work Friday. So today, when you're hearing it. All right, guys. This is Morgan.
This is Chris.
We're Pneumatic Musketeers, and we're signing out.
See you on the field, guys.